uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to, it's Friday, Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday. Anyway, you can get it off your chest today, folks. Any subject goes. You want to tell us why we don't have the open song for Open Line Friday?
Boom, 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 doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo. That's it right there.
Why don't
express
we have it?
Express yourself. That was it. I sang it.
He was supposed to have it ready, folks, this week, remember? He black.
I was supposed to have it ready, and it wasn't quite ready yet.
He black.
My mistake.
And you've been working on it for how long?
For 2 weeks.
Well, but if I put the white man on it, it'll get done right away.
Could I come to my own defense?
Yeah, give me some excuses.
You know what? I had to do manhood hour and express yourself, and I got manhood hour done, but I didn't get express yourself. So the point is I gave my word and I didn't follow through. So I take the responsibility for that, listeners.
Amazing. So will we have the open song ready for Fridays this year?
Yeah. We will have it this year.
Okay. Would it be because of you or the white man?
Because of me.
Okay. So we're supposed to have like an Open Line Friday song, like an opening, and Joe doesn't have it ready yet. He black. But anyway, folks, get it off your chest Friday, whatever's on your mind. And my biblical question, this is the last week for this particular question. Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? That is my biblical question. It's amazing. Some of the answers I've heard already have been interesting. And I want to remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. It's not about color. It's not about man or female. It's the spirit that made a home in you. And it's not about racism. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeatism, or white supremacism, or black supremacism, all right? And be not deceived. Get to know yourself so you can see what's going on. Roger Stone was arrested, I guess last night or the night before, or yesterday, sometime between yesterday and today. And we have more information about that coming up. It's amazing. And if you don't see that it's a spiritual battle by watching the president go through what he's having to endure, then I don't know what else of an example do you need, unless you need to watch Christ again being put on the cross. They pretended that, meaning the Democrats and the ones who are supposed to be investigating the Great White Hope and his collusion with Trump, I mean, with Russia, it all lies, nothing. They found nothing. And so they're going after Roger Stone and other, it appears, because they don't like President Trump. They don't like the Great White Hope. They want him out. And the Democrats, the liberal media, the right or Republicans are willing to do it at any means necessary. They will lie to you. They would do whatever they can to get this president out. And remember lying crooked Hillary? They did nothing about what she was doing while she was working with the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama. Remember all of the scandals under Barack Obama, the IRS, the Fast and Furious, and on and on and on. They did nothing about that. Absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, they're so concerned, right? They hate this president because this president, the Great White Hope, is a good man. He's a straight, white, conservative, Christian man of power. He put the country first. And he's exposing them that they never intended to do what was right about this country or for this country and for you. They work for you. Remember, the government works for you. You don't work for the government. You are the employers, and they are the employees. And if you allow the employees to get away with one little thing, mark my word, they will try other things. It's amazing how human beings are like that. It's just so amazing. It's mind-blowing, folks. Human nature, when God said the human heart is wicked, he wasn't lying. He meant that. This is from, is it Gabriel Grabian? This is from Grabian, a website, I guess. This woman in New York who was just elected to Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This woman who is living with her boyfriend, according to 2020, or one of those news outlets, and she's living with her boyfriend, calling him a partner. That was on 60 Minutes. He is her partner. Whenever they say partner, I think of a homosexual relationship, because normal men and women say my boyfriend, girlfriend, or girlfriend, boyfriend. They don't say partner. Whenever it's partner, it means that it's two of the same sex. But anyway, Cortez, who lived with a boyfriend and a far-left socialist liberal, this woman says it's immoral that our system allow billionaires to exist. I want you to hear that again. She says, or said, it's immoral, according to this website, to have allow billionaires to exist. So it looked like the left, who are the children of the lie, are targeting successful people now. Why are American voters allowing this to happen? Why would you vote in these types of people? Why? This is from Gabriel. Is it Gabriel? Gabriel. Alexander's talk about a moral question of society. Here's the soundbite.
When we talk about this conversation on marginal tax rates, it's an economic question, but it's also a moral question. Mm-hmm. What kind of society do we want to live in? Mm-hmm. Are we comfortable with a society where someone can have a personal helipad mm-hmm. while this city is experiencing the highest rates of people experiencing homelessness mm-hmm. since the Great Depression? Mm-hmm. Should those two things coexist mm-hmm. at the same time?
That's amazing, huh? I want my country back where in this society you can either make it or break it. It's up to you. You can be as wealthy as you want, whatever that might mean to you, or as poor as you want. But this woman, liberal, socialist, godless woman, wants socialism. She wants socialism. Why do we let these people come into our country and then they bring their immoral ideas to America and try to change America? Why doesn't she go back to wherever she came from and try that on their country? Why are they trying? They want to come to America because America is great, and yet they want to recreate America in their image, in their society, that asshole society that they left. And what do the American voters do? They just vote these people in and let them do it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. This woman, Cortez, talk about a 70% marginal tax rate, asking where do we draw the line in SS?
And I think a 70% marginal tax rate, especially when we're starting to talk about your 10 millionth dollar, your 10 millionth and $1, all of those.
Yes, to be clear, it's not a family earning $30,000 being
taxed. Right, exactly, right. Exactly. Right. It's saying, where do we draw the line mm-hmm. in excess? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. at what point do we return to this question that King asked, that Gandhi asked, that is our material technology outpacing our moral technology? Is
Amazing.
Our is our material sophistication outpacing our human sophistication.
This lady has no morals. And she mentioned King and Gandhi. Why is she mentioning them? Oh, I forgot, to seduce the blacks and wherever Gandhi came from. That's mind-blowing to me. But America, you are getting what you deserve. I said that when the Democrats, if you vote the Democrats back in, this is what you're going to get. And if you keep voting these Democrats in, they are going to create a socialist society, and you will suffer for it. You really will. It's interesting to me how these illegals try to come in from, or I don't know if this woman came legally or illegally, and they try to turn our country into what they're running away from. This woman, Cortez, suggests it's not a good aspiration to one day be a billionaire.
That maybe this idea of idealizing this outcome of maybe one day you too can be a billionaire and own more than millions of families combined is not an aspirational or good thing.
Why not? So, and they applauded her. Why isn't it an aspiration to say one day you can be a billionaire in America? And they're applauding this woman as though she's telling the truth. This woman act like she has no common sense at all, just an empty bag. And that guy just standing there going, the black guy that's interviewing her, I don't know what his name is. Ta-Nehisi Coates, who won't come on this show, by the way. We've been trying to get him on, but he's a coward. He won't come on the show and so that he can have to face real questions. He's sitting there going, His father is a Black Panther, and they love Oprah. He won't come on the show. He asked if it's moral that billionaires exist.
Yeah, I hate to personalize this, but do you think it is moral for individuals to, for instance, do we live in a moral world that allows for billionaires? Is that a moral outcome in and
no.
of itself?
Wow.
It's not. And it's not. And I think it's important to say that
this woman lying.
I don't think that necessarily means that all billionaires are immoral. It is not to say that someone like Bill Gates, for example, or Warren Buffett are immoral.
Well, those are the people they get money from. I don't know if she getting it, but those are the people they get the money from on their side. So they're not immoral. But any other white person, especially if you're a conservative, if you are a billionaire, you're immoral. This is a battle between good and evil. And the last one from Cortez blamed the system that allows billionaires to exist when others are poor. I'm shaking my head.
But I do think a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are still getting ringworm because they don't have access to public health is
That's
wrong.
Amazing.
And I think it's wrong that I think that a vast majority of the country does not make a living wage. I think it's wrong that you can work 100 hours and
wrong
not feed your kids.
In what way is it wrong? Whose fault is it? They have spoiled this generation, especially millennials and ones under them. They do not know that America is the greatest country in the world and that it's up to you to make whatever you want. It's up to you. You can be poor, you can be rich, you can be a middle class. I wonder how much money these folks have. Are they giving up their money? And white folks, this subject is about you. When they say system, they refer to white, conservative, Christian men and women. And mark my word, as these people are getting into our government, white folks, they're coming after you. Watch out for South Africa. Look what's happening there. I'm warning you and warning you and warning you. is coming to America if you continue to elect people like Cortez and others that are in the Democratic Party and some of the rightos as well. That's amazing. They're trying to kill the Christian standard of America. And you people are sitting back afraid of name-calling or whatever they may try to do to you and allowing it to happen. Live chat. This is from live chat. Anthony Bardino says, nice shirt, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate that. It feels great on the body, too. Thank you for that. And this is Facebook from Patty. So existing as a billionaire is immoral, but literally killing babies is a human right. Isn't that amazing? Very good point, Patty. That's because, as I said, the battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil. The children of the lie are evil people who are trying to take down the good folks on the right. Who's this from Florida? Daniel? Mateos. That's what's going on. Be not deceived as to what's happening, folks. I want you to wake up so you can clearly see what's going on. You can overcome your emotions and you can see what's going on. Because these people are great deceivers. They don't want the wall up, and illegals are still coming in here. I want the wall up. Let me go to Mateos out of Florida. Mateos, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to know your take on California attempting, well, they have a prototype world's safest drug injection site.
What
have
is
you heard
that?
Of that?
No, I'm not.
So California, they did like a run through. I saw this video 3 weeks ago of this woman explaining, oh, here's a prototype for our world's safest injection, like drug injection sites, because California has a heroin epidemic.
Yes.
And so instead of, you know, people seeing all these people overdose on the side of the side of the streets, the needles, dirty needles everywhere in the substations and on the roads.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So
so they're building sites where the drug addicts can go and be injected.
Exactly. Yeah. She gave a run through. There was like a hand washing station right outside. You go in and there are tons of clean, fresh needles, tons of rubber bands to cut off your circulation to the arm so that the veins come up so they can shoot easier.
That's amazing.
And there's even, like, chairs where they can sit and shoot. And I guess they hang out in, like, the lobby, and that's where they get high.
Amazing. It's so interesting that these people, and I saw the so-called civil rights leaders doing that to the blacks, they create all these problems, like drug addicts and all that, and then they come back and act like they're saving you from it. When they're the creator of it, and then they pretend to be saving you, creating even more problems.
I was watching this video, and I was, like, praying, like, please be some sort of twisted joke. And I was going through the comments, and then I read one that was, like, the only joke here is California. And I realized, yeah. Oh, this is a real video.
The problem is that if the American people don't stand up and fight against this stuff and vote these people out and take back our country, this stuff is going to spread around the country. It's not just going to be California. It's going to be New York and Alabama and everywhere because these people are desperate about turning this country into a socialist society and control you.
Yep.
And all the way they can do it, they have to demoralize you. And giving people drugs and suggesting that they smoke pot and drugs and live together before marriage, sex, out of wedlock, is all part of demoralizing the people in order to control them.
When you talk about the California, the the people that hold all the power in California, you're absolutely right when you say they don't care about the people.
Right.
Because they're more focused about spending their money on that bullet train. You know, that the train that's being produced that's costing nearly $1 billion.
And they've been building it forever.
Yeah, they're building that.
The high speed rail. The high speed rail.
Yeah, that thing. They're focusing on these drug injection sites. Recently, in a committee, the state senator of California, Hannah Beth Jackson, I believe her name is, she didn't care about the people dying, all the homelessness, the drug epidemic. But what she did was she changed the gender pronoun rules.
Yep.
And then she broke her own rules in the same meeting.
It's mind-blowing. It's so apparent that what these people are doing is evil and wrong. But yet, the citizens of California are allowing it to happen. They still vote these people in. This whole so-called high-speed rail thing started with Jerry Brown. And it was all vanity then. He didn't finish it. Now it's been passed on to someone else. But the California voters keep voting these people in. I know it's because they have demoralized the people. They have destroyed the men. So there is no foundation where folks can see what is right. They are drugging everybody up now by legalizing pot. And now they have the drug location, as you mentioned, where folks can go and get free needles and sit around and just get high. It is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to do something about it, Mateos.
Well, I was wondering, honestly, why do you stay in California? I would have moved.
Well, that's a good question, too. I like California. I came here in 1968. It was beautiful. And I still believe that we can overcome what's happening here. If the people can understand why it's happening and come out of that fallen state, I think we can save California. Because if we run, they're just going to follow us and try to destroy wherever we go.
That's true, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend, all right?
All right, you too, man. I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. So a couple of announcements. We have church this Sunday, every Sunday morning for all people. It starts at 11 a.m. And if you're in the L.A. area, come on down. If you're not, you can watch it live. And you can comment by going to rebuildingthemand.com/church. rebuildingthemand.com/church. All right? And you can ask your questions and comments or whatever, and I can respond to them at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Also, don't forget to donate to my nonprofit and to the church and everything. We need your support. We got a lot of work to do. The attack is on. We got to fight back, folks. No more cowering down, because the more you give in to the children of the lie, the worse that they get. I've not seen such mean, nasty, deceiving, evil men and women on the left in my whole time on this earth. And it's because the president is a good man and he's exposing them. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, make a donation there, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, tweet, and all that, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, all right? We want to get it up to 500,000 real soon, subscribers, real soon, all right? Joel, we have YouTube.
Super Chats. Yes, we have Super Chats. First one is from Mike Young and Harry Eyeball. And Mike Young says, emotional voters voted blind liberal politicians.
Yep.
Harry Eyeball donated, but there was no comment.
Okay.
The next ones are from Katrina Albert and Big Hurt. Katrina says, yes, you can go through issues without suffering. Know that you are not special and have 100% faith in God. He will never leave you.
Interesting.
And Big Hurt says, love what you do, JLP. It's amazing. Keep up the work. And Joel is black.
He's black.
and peace to the rest of the crew in chat.
Amazing.
And Mighty Mike and Pineapple. Oh, man.
These are some amazing names.
Pineapple Plat Pytomius.
How do you expect you to pronounce that? You're not white. You black. He black.
And then there's no spacing. It's all one word. So Mighty Mike says, howdy, Jesse and Joel. I did my taxes, and I'm going $3,500 more than last year under Obama's tax plan.
Amazing.
My effective tax rate for 2018 was 2%. Now I can give more to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Thank God for the Great White Hope.
That's right. Thank you. The Great White Hope. And these people are trying to take him out, folks. And anyone who connected to him, it's amazing.
And Pineapple Lap Taddy Patonomous says, Jesse, what is the difference between attachment and marriage?
Attachment is like a substitute for what is really missing inside of you. And marriage is just a man and a woman coming together, becoming one, but they are living example. They're not attached to one another. They can either take it or leave it. But attachment is if you don't have it, you're nuts, because it's replacing what's really missing inside, like a drug. That's a good question.
And that's it.
Thank you all for your donations. I really appreciate them. Every dime goes back into what we're having to do. So thank you very much. Mamma mia, hola, Dave is a first-time caller out of Texas. Dave, get it off your chest.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you, sir? I know all is well, all is well.
All is well, Dave.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, buddy.
I have a question.
I know, but hold on, Dave. Your phone sounds like you're underwater. I'm going to let them talk to you about it, and I'll come back to you. Olivia is out of Maine. Hold on, Dave. Don't hang up. Olivia, get it off your chest.
It's amazing. Thank you for letting me call in today and get it off my chest.
Absolutely. Yes. It is amazing. Thank you for calling. When I was in high school, I went to Gary, Indiana, and I went to high school there for about a year in Gary. And I dated a girl by the name Olivia.
Oh, she must have been hot.
She was hot.
I know all Olivias are hot. That's why I said that.
That's right. And you're right.
So I just love your show so much. You are just putting all the knowledge out there that we all need so much. And I really just want to thank you so much, you and the crew.
Thank you.
And although we miss James, I did hear your new intern. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Doing all the right things. And so good job on him.
Thank you, Olivia.
I have a lot of things. I know I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. But first, I just want to say that I want to answer your biblical question. But I want to let you know that when you were talking about that OCA woman, the congresswoman, you know, the words that people use are really important. And, you know, the words that they've been trying to put on us is so crazy, like how she's using immoral, for instance. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in
that's
God.
That's right.
I don't know why they're trying to use our words.
That was it's not OCA, it's AOC.
Oh, whatever.
Alexander's.
I don't like acronym. She's, yeah, Alexandria Cortez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she...
That is a good
the
point.
The words that they use, they just try and change words. Like they try and change, you know, rainbow and gay. Gay means happy, and homosexuals are not happy people. So
that's right.
By the way, I really enjoyed the call, that 31-year-old man that you had the other day. I'm not sure exactly where he was from. I want to say Florida, but he overcame homosexuality through abstinence, and I just really appreciated his call.
I remember.
So courageous for calling, and it was amazing. That was an amazing call, by the way.
That was Steven.
And, Steven, I mean, wonderful. Just so that was divulged a lot of information, and that was just really nice to hear. So truthful and honest. And, Okay, so I want to answer the biblical question,
Let me repeat the biblical question. Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? Go ahead.
So my answer is yes and no. And the yes is you're going to suffer if you're in a fallen state because you don't want to see yourself. And that is really what it is. You're looking at yourself. people that don't want to look within or that are scared of who they really are will never find God, I believe, because God is you, and you find yourself in God. You know? So people that it answers another biblical question that you had a couple weeks ago as well, and I was really wanting to call in, but I was super busy. It was about education and why people think that education is so important, and why they just think that, you know, educating themselves. Well, it's because they don't want to look within. They just want to educate themselves about other things, but they don't want to educate themselves about themselves.
That's right.
To look at themselves.
Absolutely.
So it goes, it's like, I mean, this Andrea Cortez woman.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You're good. You're good at that. She's out of her mind. She's so immoral. That's the word that she likes using for other people, because she sees that immoral in herself. So this is going to touch on a couple of different topics. She is just as immoral as the socialism that she wants to put on the United States of America.
Yes.
And if she wants socialism, she should go to the tribe, the same tribe that this banging drum crazy man that has no teeth. Go to his tribe. Go to his
that's a good point.
Place of living.
Yep.
Because they have socialism there, too. They get free health care. They get free everything. They don't have to pay for living. They don't have to pay for taxes. And let's see how they're doing. Let's see how long you last. Let's send you down there without any security and see how long that you last. She won't last a day.
Olivia, why do you think, what's your opinion of why the American citizens are falling for these lies from Cortez and others like her? Even Nancy called the wall around the borders immoral. Why are the American citizens, we know better, we know right from wrong, why are they falling for these lies?
They're falling for the lies because I want to say that in everyone's home, they've been touched by like a drug addict or a home person. Everybody's been touched by these people. So they're trying to relate to them. They're like, oh, well, it's like the drugs. Like your first caller, Mateos, by the way, we always call on the same day. It's so funny. Like I called one of the first time he called, he was talking about how his mom beat him over the head with the priest or something. It was hilarious. We actually talked about it. Mateos is very smart. He needs to get away from his mom. Maybe he needs to get a job with you. I'm not sure. But I think that it's easier to control people that are on drugs, and they want to make us all opiate addicts.
So, absolutely.
You know, that is where they're
going. That's a good point.
So that everybody is in their houses doped up on drugs, and they can just run wild and do whatever they want.
Very good point.
So, you know, it's easier to eat trash, like how they showed those videos of those people in Venezuela. They're going crazy. They're eating trash. They're eating rotten food. It's easy when you're a drug addict to do that kind of stuff. It's not easy when you're a sane person and you have your mind about you. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Olivia, I got to run, but really
I'm
good
sorry.
Point.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Call me again.
Okay. Love you, Jesse. Have a great day, guys.
You too. All right. Appreciate you. Amazing, folks. You got to wake up. Wake up, wake up. I feel like I'm in the wilderness somewhere crying. Wake up. People are asleep and don't even realize it. Will is the first time I'm calling out of New Jersey. Will, thank you for calling. You're on the air. Get it off your chest. Will?
Hello?
You're on the air, sir. Get it off your chest.
Oh, the name is not Will. It's Angelo.
Oh, they have Will here. Sorry, yeah, Angelo. They put the wrong name.
That's okay.
Okay,
I wanted to answer your biblical question.
All right, and the question is, is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering?
Yes. I heard you ask that question on your church, and I thought of having a empty cup, like not thinking that you know. So when you receive some sort of advice, you're not already in your head like, oh, this is nonsense. Like you actually... You know, you're receptive to what's coming towards you.
Very interesting. Mamma mia. I'm going to respond to it in the last hour today, but I really appreciate the feedback on that.
Okay.
Let me ask, are you beta or alpha?
I'd say beta right now, but I'm working towards becoming alpha.
And why are you beta?
Well, I still live at home.
How old are you?
22.
Beta!
Yeah.
Why are you living at home at 22?
I mean, I feel like most people are my age, and I understand, like, I'm not using that to justify anything. It's just, I just think that probably my generation was raised a certain way, and they think it's acceptable to do that. And, yeah, I fell in the same boat.
So you think that it's acceptable to live at
home?
No.
No.
What?
Not anymore, but for a time I did.
And why did you think that for a time? Who taught you that?
Well, I was always sort of like, obviously you don't want to live home for too long and stuff like that, but I guess I was just lazy and I didn't want to get a job or,
And
I was maybe doubtful and fearful of certain things.
Yep.
Putting myself out there.
Yep. When you, while living at home, before you heard me, what were your parent, your father and mother say about you living at home and you're 18 and older? What did they say about that?
They really didn't say anything. They sort of just allowed it to happen.
Wow. Parents who do that to their children don't love them.
Yeah. I've heard you say that.
That's amazing. And so did you talk to them about this?
I did. I actually, I forgave them, as you suggest to everybody. And, yeah.
What did they say when you forgave them?
Well, my dad, who's also Beta.
Beta!
I pretty much just forgave him because I understood that he's the way he is because of how, you know, his parents did him.
Yes.
And, you know, it's pretty much a cycle. And it gets to me now, and it's like I have a chance to break that cycle.
You do, Beta. Man. That's right. Absolutely.
And my mother, the same thing, because she grew up, like, she would get beaten by her mother, and it was just, you know, like, her mother was very, very angry. She had passed away when I was only, like, one or two, so I never really grew up with my grandmother on my mother's side. But
yeah.
I did grow up with my grandmother on my father's side, and she's super, like, she tries to make you feel guilty. She, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, super controlling and
yep.
all that stuff.
Yep.
And my father has that, you know, it's crazy. So I deal with it on both sides.
Do you feel a sense of depression by not working and being on your own and dealing with issues in life and living home like that? How does that feel? What does that feel like?
Well, at a time I did. At a
yeah.
time I was depressed. At a time, you know, there was days I just didn't get out of bed or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just felt horrible, you know?
Yeah.
But then I would sort of coach myself. I would sort of be like, oh, no, come on. But then I heard you say, like, that's lying to yourself when
yes.
you say, oh, I'm great. I'm this. I'm that. That's what I used to do. And that would get me to go out and, like, go to the gym. I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You know, I did a bunch of stuff like that. And I would lie to myself, as you revealed to me. And now, after hearing your message, it's like, I don't mind. Like, I already looked for a job. I got this job at Costco.
Good.
It's a nice little thing. And I'm looking to get a second job as well.
Right
on. I'm looking to do that. And I'm looking to move out of this place as soon as possible. Hopefully, you know, God willing, the creek don't rise at the end of the year. So,
good,
yeah,
that's
man. That's what I'm looking to do.
Well, I'm happy for you. Are you doing my silent prayer?
Yes. I was reluctant on doing it. I did it once, and then I stopped. But the past couple of days, I have been doing it. And I wanted to ask you this. I asked you the other day via a Periscope chat, and you said that it can be done at any time throughout the day, right?
Meaning that you should always do it in the morning and at night. And so during the day, if you find that you're caught up in your imagination, you could take a moment and go sit on the toilet somewhere or just take a little moment, become aware, and
yeah.
you'll come back to the moment, and you'll be fine.
And when you're in that state of awareness, you're pretty much, because the thoughts are going to come, right? It's
right.
not like they stop coming.
That's right.
The thoughts are going to come, but you just have to be aware of them and realize, because what I used to do—
100%. You're absolutely
came,
right.
If a thought came, I would sort of debate with it. And then I heard you say that's talking to Satan, and that made a lot of sense.
Yes. Yeah, just observe them. Don't talk to them. Don't try to control them. Don't try to hold on to them. And they will, you're right. Even when you're waking up, you're still going to get the thought. Even when you wake up, Satan yeah. would still try to tempt you with the lies, but you will see him coming and you can resist him by just allowing those thoughts to go past. Don't take it as though it's a serious thing. just watch them go past. It's so amazing. But you're absolutely right. You still will get them, but they will not control them, you, because you will see them.
Yeah, and I also try not to, like, stop them anymore. Like, if I have a thought, sometimes I'd try to, like, almost control the thought.
Yes.
But now I feel like they would just come back even worse when you try to do that. So I literally just let it pass almost. You know what I mean?
And that's right. That's what God means when he says resist the devil and yeah. he'll flee from you. It's like when you could see him tempting you with those thoughts and you just let him pass. That's him fleeing you because he can't get you to believe in a lie.
Gotcha. And for the silent prayer, I've heard people talk about, you know, things start shaking in their room or their eyes start to water, like stuff happens to them. For me, that doesn't really happen, but I've also heard you say never to compare yourself to others.
That's right.
And everybody has their own, you know, experience.
That's
so
right.
That's just Satan talking to me, getting busy and, you know, telling me, oh, you're not doing it right and stuff, right?
100%, because that's never happened to me either in 29 years of doing it. But other people have different experiences because whatever they're dealing with, right? But no matter what, never, ever, 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 as long as you walk this earth, compare yourself to anyone. Just wish them well, but don't compare yourself to them. No matter how wonderful they're supposed to be or how terrible they're supposed to be or rich or poor or whatever, or good looking or not good looking, never, ever compare yourself to anyone. Just wish them well, and you be you, and there's nothing like being yourself.
Thank you. I also have, if I'm not taking up too much of your time, I have friends that I've tried to put you onto.
Yes.
And only one of them has taken the message. Only, like, most of them, they'll either just leave me on read, or they'll be like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
And it's like, all right, just suffer and die.
That's right.
Because the situations that they're in, some of them are just mind-blowing. I try to help them out, but it's like they don't see it at all. But
when they don't see it, that's on them. They may see it later, or they may not, but it's not. That's not your issue. Once you tell them the truth or try to reach out to them and they reject it, let them suffer and die. And just wish them well. Go your way and let them suffer.
Yes.
Because God is not going to force anyone to turn back to him. He warned you along the way, and if you don't accept it, then suffer and die. He and Jesus just sit there, and they turn on the big screen TV, and get some cafe mocha, and they just watch, and they just watch you suffer and die. They try to warn you.
So, if a topic comes up, should I still speak up and say something? Because, like, for example, I have a friend who's 25. He still lives at home. And he actually got involved with this woman who's in her 30s, who
amazing.
Had two kids.
Wow.
And I had told him, don't get involved with her. Like, when I first heard about this, when he first met her, I said, don't do it. Definitely don't meet the kids or any of that nonsense.
Yes.
And he didn't listen, of course, and now he's suffering.
Yes.
And now she even moved in with him in his house with his parents.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow.
He is in hell, and so is she.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, you warned him about it, and you told him. Now he can see that what you were telling him was right. So maybe he'll come out of it.
No, even still now, he still thinks, it's peace in paradise or whatever the phrase is.
No, he'll find out that he's living with he had two mommies now that he's living with.
Yeah, but if the topic comes up, should I just, like, not say anything about it? Should I still speak up? Because I don't want to beat a dead horse, you know?
Right. If they ask you, now that you've told him the truth, if he asks you about it, then you can tell the truth. If he doesn't, let it pass.
Okay. Even if I see something like for example, there was some UFC fights and we were on the phone talking about the fights.
Yes.
And his girlfriend always, whenever, like, he's talking to a friend, she always needs his attention. Always. It's like, annoying. And, He gives it to her. He gives her that attention. He'll completely ignore the fact that he's on the phone with his boy, and he'll just, you know, go to the girl whenever she wants it. And it's
amazing.
Every time I talk with her.
So that's his mommy. That's why he's doing that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should say, you know what, whatever his name is, don't say his name, but you can say, look, you need to grow up. You're a mommy's boy. And then
he'll still bring it up when it happens. Like,
yes.
When I see a moment, still bring it up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then if
I
he
got
does...
one more friend from New Jersey named Daryl. He doesn't mind that I say his name. He listens to the show. He likes you. He's the one that's actually been receiving the message and has been waking up along with me.
Right on.
Through you. But he wants to call in, but he hasn't found the, I guess maybe the time or the courage to finally call you in. So
yes.
I'm saying this right now, so maybe he could get motivated by that.
Yeah, he will. Believe me, if he's waking up, he'll find the time to call if he needs to.
Okay.
Thank you, Angelo. Great call, man.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir. And stay with the prayer, all right? No matter what, stay with it. Satan don't want you. He doesn't want you to do it. Because he doesn't want you to wake up. He wants you to live in your imagination so he can control you and kill you.
I'm sorry, but one more thing. Could I do it with my eyes open as well or eyes closed?
You can do it when you wake up in the morning and at night, you should have your eyes closed. But if you're like at work or you're out and about, you can do it with your eyes open.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Amazing. Absolutely perfect question. I'm telling you, folks, you do it wrong, you're going to get wrong back. I mean, living in and sex before marriage and hooking up with people who already have children and marrying people who have children, whether you're man or woman, you're going to suffer. It's not going to work. You got to do it the right way. You got to have faith. You got to be it before it become, before you see yourself with a life. Because you're creating problems. Read a note. I don't know what that means, James. Let them learn to let. I don't know what James is saying there. Why is James confusing me like this? It's Friday, James. Stay away. My producer. Good guy. My biblical question, is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? What do you say, Joel? My audio engineer, and he's also in our Bond Academy entrepreneur class, and he started his own business. He's been there. What do you say, Joel? Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering?
Yeah, yes, there is a way to overcome your issues.
And what's that way?
I believe. What? Is that if you just do what you know is right to do, you wouldn't have to suffer.
Amazing. What do you think about that, James? James is my ex-producer. He's trained someone else, Daniel. But James is the host of the Hake Report, the Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time is about to expand. James is in our Entrepreneur Academy as well. And he's doing his own thing now. He's becoming an entrepreneur. So check him out, and you're going to see more of James, one of the greatest producers on this side of heaven. So, James, is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering?
Joel sounded right.
Woo-hoo! So you believe, Joel?
Yeah, I remember my answer yesterday. It was very similar. just be obedient.
Just to be obedient.
And then, but he didn't say right. So
amazing. Well, I'll give my response in the next. My little 2 cents. I could be wrong. But my little 2 cents.
For sure there is.
For sure there is what?
Yeah, a way to overcome your issues without suffering.
How?
Never mind. I already said it.
You can't repeat Joel's way?
Right. And then I don't want to repeat my way.
So, Joel, do you stand by what you said?
Yeah.
After that vote of support.
Even after James said it, it still made sense to you? James repeated you and it still made sense?
Sure.
Okay. You may be right. You might be right. Isn't that amazing? So, here's a little breaking news, and then I get to the phones. Fox News is reporting Roger Stone indicted on several charges as part of Mueller's Russia collusion probe. I want to be the first to say there is no collusion, none. And they're just trying to make the Great White Hope look bad make you believe that something did happen. So they're going after everybody around the Great White Hope. That's what this is all about. It's about going after the president. Be not deceived. This thing should have been over with a year ago. And they're also getting ready for the 2020 presidential election. That's what this is all about, folks. Mark my word, it's about that. These people all of a sudden so concerned when the Father Messiah was in the White House, Big Mama and Lion Cricket, Big Mama Michelle and Lion Cricket, Hillary, they didn't care about corruption or anything. When did they become so righteous that all of a sudden the Great White Hope is there and they care? And anyway, they need to be investigated, those people, instead of the Great White Hope. This is from Fox News. Roger Stone, the longtime political advisor to President Trump, has been indicted on charges of obstruction, making false statements and witness tampering as part of a special counsel, Robert Mueller's wide-ranging Russia collusion probe. Roger was arrested in Fort Lauderdale this morning. Stone has warned that he could be indicted, saying in the public he believed Mueller was investigating whether he had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks releasing hacked emails of Democrats during the 2016 campaign. Bunch of mess. It's all about going after the president. I'm sorry that Roger is having to go through what he having to go through, but hopefully something good will come out of this for him. I saw him on one of the shows, I believe it was Tucker the other night, and he talked about he's going stone bankrupt from this investigation. Supposedly, folks, they pretend like they were going after Russia probe. That didn't work. Now they're going after everybody who worked with the president. It's amazing. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. We have another story coming up for you in a minute here, but I want to go to Jess. Is he a first-time caller, Andre? Andrew?
Daniel.
Gus, welcome to the show, sir. Get it off your chest.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
How you doing, Jess?
I'm fine, and yourself?
All is well. Your name is Jess?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
J-U-S.
Oh, okay. Jess, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I heard you guys were speaking about Ocasio Cortez this morning, and I said I got to get it off my chest.
Okay.
I think what you said about the attack on the wealthy, that is perfectly on point.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't notice that the Democratic Party is doing is that they are basically they are wealthy people.
Yes.
Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
These are people that they have plenty of money. Ocasio-Cortez, when she first ran for Congress, she was taking a picture for her photo shoot. She had a $3,000 dress on.
Amazing.
And yet they're attacking anybody who wants to achieve success. And the thing I noticed about it is the Republican Party seems to, they have wealth, but they don't hide the fact that they have it. They say, you know, we have it. This is how we obtained it. We worked. We did certain things to obtain it. But then when you look at the Democratic Party, they like to pretend that they don't have it.
That's right.